My name is Sarah Dahl, and I work for Members First Federal Credit Union, and I'm honored to be here as a guest host with Community Media, and I am interviewing Carrie Stewart, the president of the Chamber of Gettysburg and Adams County. Carrie, do you want to introduce yourself?
Sure. So my name's Carrie Stewart, and as Sarah said, I'm president of the Chamber of Gettysburg and Adams County. I've actually been with the Chamber for almost 28 years. So fun fact, some people know this, but I started at the Chamber as a temp employee, just filling a seat, answering phones, until my dream job came along in chemistry. Not quite sure what that was, but it never came along, and I sort of found out that I found my dream job at the Chamber.
That's awesome. So I'm actually on the board of the Chamber of Adams County. So I know this answer, but our listeners might not. So what is a Chamber of Commerce?
Oh, so that's a really great question. A chamber is something different to everybody, or can be. So as far as what our mission is and like the real nuts and bolts of what we do, our role in the community is to promote diverse economic opportunities to the businesses and organizations within Adams County. And that gives us the opportunity then to really showcase what makes Adams County a great place to live, work, and play.
Awesome. So that's what a Chamber of Commerce is. So I'd love to talk about what makes our chamber so special and the people that work there and just how we operate on a regular basis. So do you mind talking about that?
Absolutely. And one of my favorite things that I've learned over the years, so when I started at the chamber, one of the things that the board asked that I do is go to chamber school. That was what we affectionately call it. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce of Business and Industry offers a program called Institute of Organization Management. And it really goes over the whole nuts and bolts of leading an organization, the governance, the strategic planning piece, marketing, membership, all of the things that go into making up a good, strong organization. The one of the things, anyway, that stuck with me, there were many, but when you've seen one chamber, you've really just seen one chamber. We all adapt and conform to the needs of our businesses in our community. So the way we have done that with our chamber is we're a very small organization. We have 4 staff members, including myself. So we have a communication specialist, a program manager, and a director of member services. So when you call into the office, you're always going to get us, one of us, you'll get a person, and we're always there happy to help with whatever that need is.
So it takes a lot to run a chamber.
It definitely does.
Do you use a lot of volunteer help, a lot of extra hands besides just your small but mighty staff of 4?
Yes. Oh, okay. Thank you. We like to think we're mighty for sure. So we are governed by a board of directors of 15 to 19. We currently have 16, and they are a working board. We are not a board that sits around and has a ton of staff doing all of the work. This is a board that is engaged and involved in all of the programs and activities that we do as a chamber. And not to even think about counting and mentioning all of our chamber committees and the volunteers that support us through our committee involvement and event and program support. So we rely heavily on volunteers in the community to provide support.
That's awesome. So what specifically does the Adams County Chamber do for the local community? What are some examples that you can give that kind of just help, how being a chamber member can impact someone's organization or their business, or just if they want to get involved in general?
That's a loaded question.
I'm
we
sorry.
Do so much. Well, I mean, that's our role. I mean, our role is to build partnerships and develop connections, not just for chamber staff and for board members, but for our business members. The whole point of a lot of our members that have joined, they're small businesses, just like our organization is small. They have limited resources, limited staff, limited opportunities. So by being engaged in the chamber, we can help them develop those relationships and partnerships. I could probably go on and on about that, but definitely some good examples are ones where we've developed relationships. One of our members came to us with a chamber-specific program that would help benefit and support members of our organization. They worked with another local insurance company to provide a dividend business insurance program. Amazing opportunity for those that qualify, but because of that relationship that we had with our insurance carriers, they brought this program opportunity to us to be able to offer to members of the the business community. So that's been a really great partnership that was formed. And in some cases, the businesses that are participating receive a dividend check that exceeds the value of their membership that they've paid
us.
Wow,
that's awesome.
That's just one example of, you know, one of the advocacy pieces that we do for the chamber as well. And I'm not gonna jump ahead to the advocacy piece.
No worries. All right, so that was an example of a partnership that really benefited that business member. So what about, I know we haven't gotten to programming yet, but I love attending in-person programming. So can you share an example of how an in-person program made a connection for our members?
Oh, sure. I've got a really good example of that. They're actually a member of our board. We're just getting involved more heavily in the chamber at the time, had a transition in their business situation and needed a new location to do part of their service. So it just so happens we were having a mixer the following week at a location that might be of benefit to her. So she said, hey, I'd like to meet the individual that's hosting the mixer. And I said, come on out. I'll introduce you, see what kind of opportunities exist. Within a couple of months, she was working out of the same facility and they had developed a good retail relationship. And at this point, after about 2 years, moving out into their own brick and mortar location or in the process of working through that.
That's awesome.
Because of that connection and relationship that was established at the mixer, you just never know what's going to happen and what connections might be made.
That sounds like that benefited both sides too.
Absolutely.
Like that was a great connection to make. Awesome.
Yep, it was great.
Another question that I know that we get is, you know, what do you get for the return for the membership? So obviously a tangible return on the membership.
Sure.
So what about a scenario where people increase their sales or got new clients or something like that?
Sure. And sometimes that can definitely be hard to gauge. So when we hear the stories, we really do like to share them. So one of our members had recently taken over a business that had been passed down to the next generation, which is also really amazing to see that we can provide support to generational businesses in Adams County because there are so many of them. So they had recently taken over the business. We're looking at putting, you know, maybe their stamp on it, their mark on the business, and going a little bit different direction, trying some new things.
Yeah.
So as a result of attending programs and further developing relationships with some retail outlets, they were able to establish different points of outposts
yeah.
for their product. And they have developed, don't quote me on this one, but I think they're up to about 10 to 13 outposts
wow.
since they've started that journey. So it's been very successful through their relationships that they've built at the chamber and quite frankly, other organizations that they belong to in the community. It's not just us that can develop those partnerships and relationships. If you take advantage of that, you can build them wherever you are.
That's awesome. That's also one of the things, too, that I think makes Adams County feel just so community-oriented. Whenever you see those other businesses and organizations mm-hmm. working together, it's just like a tight-knit web of people.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate you sharing those examples. That's
and
great.
And I do have another one that just popped into my mind. I forgot about it
yes.
earlier. So we had a business who wanted to make a donation to a local nonprofit organization, and they were a fairly new member and a younger couple, and didn't know quite as many people in the community. So we had connected them with a nonprofit that might fit right into what they were looking to provide. They actually donated a vehicle to a local
wow.
nonprofit. And that vehicle was then used to take their residents and clients to doctor's appointments, job interviews, different types of things that they needed to transport their folks to. And that also actually happened at a mixer.
Wow.
So it's kind of cool.
That's wonderful. That's such a like heartwarming story. It's
yeah.
wonderful. I love it.
Yeah.
Well, once again, thank you for sharing those.
Sure.
That's wonderful.
And I could go on and on. You know me.
I know. It's okay. It's okay. So another element that the chamber does that I'm sure our listeners would love to hear about is the governmental affairs side of things and how we advocate for business members. Can you go into a little more detail? Because I know I'm on the governmental affairs committee, which is a committee that you can join as a chamber member. But what can the Chamber of Commerce do to help facilitate conversations between our local representatives and their business to get their ideas out there and to get their concerns out there?
Sure. So aside from the committee, which does meet on a monthly basis, and we invite all of the local and federal representatives or their aides, we're a little more rural, so we don't always get the constituents residents coming to the regular committee meetings, but or legislators, excuse me. We also have access to their aid. So on a regular basis, we have that opportunity for committee members to be engaged directly with and talking about the issues of most relevance to them. And they can take that information back to the local, to the legislators, and keep that in mind when it's time to start talking about bills and changes in legislation. They know firsthand then how that might impact the local businesses they represent. But I think what's really cool, that one of the things that we do is every year in March, we have a state legislative breakfast, and in the fall or winter, we have a federal legislative luncheon. And the legislators come to those. They come because they want to engage with their constituents in a platform that really makes sense for them to ask Q&A and really connect with their constituents. So our business members and or nonprofit organizations especially have a really good opportunity to ask the pointed questions. Mm-hmm. It's not just throwing softballs and asking the easy questions. We want them to know that we care as a community, and that those issues are that are impacting our members and our organizations and the community. So it's a really great opportunity to engage directly if you've not already done so. And if you haven't been, you should be.
I will second that. I try to attend all of them. I think they're wonderful programs. Having an interest in government in general, I enjoy them immensely. And I think it is great to have that Q&A option and get to build those relationships with the local for them to know my name, I think, is a wonderful thing. That's a privilege.
That's amazing. And they take the time to learn the constituents and the people that come and regularly engage with them. They really do. One of the other things that we do on a weekly basis is provide information in our weekly e-blast communications. We pick one legislative topic that's coming up for vote in the near future, and make sure we're sharing that information. And it gives members who are busy, for the most part, Adams County is made up of like 80% to 85% small businesses. Those small businesses don't have a legislative staff. They probably don't have an HR staff, a marketing team. They don't have that power behind them, so it's them, and they're wearing multiple hats. So keeping track of the legislative issues can really be challenging for small businesses. So one of the things that the committee implemented last year was providing a timely topic in the legislative watch in our weekly newsletter. So it's a quick snapshot of some upcoming legislation and then contact information to reach out to your legislators. We give you the tools to make sure you can reach out and share your stories and let them know the impact that their votes are having on you. So hopefully that information can give them better perspective when they are making those votes.
That's awesome. It's great. Just another way of communicating between the members, and it's awesome.
Yeah.
So what about educational opportunities? Because I know that having the time to do any sort of professional development within an organization, it can be so cumbersome, and there's just never enough hours in the day. Or if you hire somebody new or someone younger that just doesn't have that tenure yet. So what opportunities can the chamber provide to help out our business members and our nonprofits?
Sure. So on the younger business leader side, we do have a couple of opportunities to develop that growth and that leadership potential in those folks in your businesses. We have a Young Professionals Roundtable. They meet quarterly, and that's really a great way to develop a peer-to-peer network. We provide opportunities for them to engage with other young professionals in the community that you might not have otherwise had the opportunity to connect with. And it's across all industry, just like the Chamber. I mean, the Chamber has a very diverse economic base, and membership in the Chamber is not required to participate in the YPR program. So it's really nice. It's a larger net that we cast to really connect with others in the community and help them develop into the future. Mm-hmm. Mixers are another good way for that leadership development. It helps develop communication skills. It helps your younger staff or your upcoming managers hone in on their elevator pitch. Nobody likes to do those.
No.
Nobody likes to do those, but you need to be able to effectively communicate your product, your service, your business to others, and they're just a laid-back, casual way to do that, which I think is great. But if you're not really that type A person, we do have other programming that maybe makes a little more sense, but to still give the opportunity to network and engage with others in the community. We have our County Connections programs, which are really more formalized networking, but you get to hear everybody in the room share information about their business. So you walk out of there learning, hopefully, about 40 to 50 new businesses in the community, or continuing to develop and build on those relationships that you already have.
That's a great one for the elevator pitch too, because everybody gets to stand up and they get a timer. It's really fun. And we get to talk about what's new in our organization, new with the business. And that's great if you're trying to develop just confidence in someone or public speaking skills, because it's not a huge crowd of people and it's more formalized than a mixer, but it's still kind of casual and it's still, you know, most of the faces in the room. So it's a really good place to work on those skills too. I've been grateful for that program over the year. I think it's definitely calmed my nerves with the public speaking over time, for
it's
sure.
It's not that bad.
No, not at all.
The Lunch and Learn series is another way that we provide educational opportunities, and those topics range across the board with any business topic that might be of interest. We have done social media, we've done other types of marketing, we've done HR, customer service. It's really diverse, and we lean on the membership to provide that content. So members are able to share their expertise to a small audience, and it's really meant to be a small, engaged audience of individuals on whatever that topic is. It's free to host, it's free to attend. So it's another good way to really get some education packed into an already packed day. It's only an hour and it's over lunch. So it's bring your own lunch. So it's another good way to just develop young talent or help those who are moving up the ladder in your company, if there is a ladder. If it's not, it just builds on the support they're already providing you and expanding on what they can do for your company.
I think some of those are fun too, because even if it's something that you've already learned through your career, sometimes just having those refreshers is nice.
Yes.
It kind of gives you that sense of just like you're rebooted in a way.
Yes, and it's local. And I think to your point earlier, it's nice to have something local. So because we're in Gettysburg, we are the center point, we can offer that within a short 20-minute drive at most from any point in the county.
Well, and back to the small business side, like costs are obviously a concern. So having something like that that you can insert some professional development into your associates that isn't going to cost the company, you know, money, is great for the individual and for the company to get something out of it as well.
Yeah,
for sure.
And we've had some really great partnerships. I'm sorry. See, I could keep going.
You're good. You go. You go.
We've had some great partnerships over the years and worked with organizations like Destination Gettysburg to put on customer service programs, frontline opportunities or frontline training opportunities for folks. So, you know, it's not just about what we can do as a chamber. It's about how we can connect with other organizations that might have a similar membership base that we can provide a larger opportunity for that educational piece.
That's great. Now, what about workforce development overall? Because obviously that's a concern across the board from every industry standpoint.
Absolutely.
So what is in place or what is coming that the chamber can help support
with? Sure. So I'm really excited. I actually just had a meeting yesterday to get a little bit more information. We're currently working with the folks at the Garth Wright Leadership Center at Gettysburg College to develop a leadership program. Adams County doesn't have a leadership program, and a lot of other communities have something that helps to showcase and educate the local residents about what's available in the community. This one will be similar to that, but we hope to have a little different focus. In addition to that piece of learning about the community, we're really wanting to focus on how to serve the community as well. How can you give back when you're serving on a local organization's board? I mean, nonprofits in our community struggle for volunteers and educated individuals who want to serve. And you know, we need to take a role in that too and help engage folks in being comfortable to serve on those nonprofit boards and our board. And we are very, very lucky. We've got a great group of individuals who are very engaged, but there just isn't an educational opportunity to further develop that leadership style and that nonprofits need and other organizations. So we're really excited about that. So look for more information to come. We're getting close, getting into the nitty gritty, but that'll be a lot of fun to put that on for the community, because we've tried different things in the past with other organizations and we struggle to find what will fit here because of our niche community. Again, with the chamber, you see one chamber, you've only met one chamber. Communities are unique. So we're developing something that's hopefully very fitting and unique for our community.
Yeah, it definitely is unique. And I think having a diverse board, regardless of the organization, is so important because you don't want it to get stagnant. You don't ever want it to just never stop evolving. So I think having a diverse board is crucial. So what about the Adams County Economic Foundation?
You are reading my mind, Sarah. I know. So the chamber years ago developed had the opportunity to work on a Tri-County Economic Education Foundation when there were funds available through the state for its development. And over the years, the Tri-County piece of that has fallen off. The other two counties that were involved with us have gone on to do their own individual programs. So Adams County remained with the Business Education Partnership. That has now become the Adams County Economic Education Foundation. And that organization specifically focuses on two programs. And the chamber provides the staffing support for that. So sometimes when I say we, I forget which hat I'm wearing, because it's so important to the work that we do, and it supports the mission of the chamber. The two programs that the foundation manages are the Senior Self-Improvement Award Recognition Program, and that's in partnership with the Dwight David Eisenhower Society. So there is a theme. We have a lot of partnerships because they're important and valuable to our community. So through that partnership, we're able to provide awards, cash awards, to students, up to 5 students in the 6 public school districts in Adams County. So there's no strings attached to that cash. They can use it however they like. So it's $500 for the top turnaround individual. We have a resiliency award as well that they receive $250, and then up to 4 additional students from each district can get $150 each. So that's up to 30 students who can receive funding for whatever the next step is in their journey, whether it's into the workforce and they need a car, they need a laptop, they need books if they're going to hack or a college, you know, whatever that looks like. Years ago, we had one student who was accepted to an art school in California. She had no idea how she was going to get out there. Bought her plane ticket.
That's awesome.
Yeah, wow. Super cool. So sorry, that one is just... those programs really touch you. They get you. The other program that the foundation works on is the Adams County Career Fair. Again, in partnership with the Gettysburg College, we bring together all of the 10th grade students from around Adams County. And that doesn't just include the public schools, it also includes the private and parochial schools. So students from each of the school districts select 5 careers that they would like to hear from. We pare that down to 3 choices. They come to the college. Half of the students come in the morning and are there for about 2 hours, and they go to 3 different classrooms to hear about 3 different career choices. They head out. The next batch comes in. But we offer over 60 career choices for these students to pick from. So, I mean, I know career education and awareness really starts in the middle school level, but a lot of 10th graders still don't know exactly what path they want to take, and they're still, you know, balancing the opportunities and figuring out what will work. So this is another opportunity for them to supplement what they're already getting in school, to learn firsthand from some of our local business professionals. We manage all of the speakers and engaging all of them for the day for all of the careers. And we ask them to give the students real world information on what they can expect from that field. What is the course of education? Are you getting the corner office when you walk out of college, or are you really getting, you know, a $35,000 job and you got to work your way up? Like, what does that look like? And if you are going to a trade school, what are the steps and processes for that and what's available to you? So it's really a good opportunity to engage the youth directly with the people that they might be working for in the future. And it builds the connections for the businesses for potential employees. A lot of our speakers will offer job shadowing. They'll come to the school and speak to more in depth on their industry. They might offer internships as the kids get a little bit older. They can take up advantage of those opportunities. So, in some cases, that is the first time students are stepping foot on a college campus, for good or for bad. If they find out that's not for them, that whole process is worth it. Mm-hmm. One of our speakers, her literal favorite thing to say is that I think I turned away 10 more kids. Because people don't understand what her industry's about. Mm-hmm. And they think it's all the fun and fluff and a lot of easy stuff, and it's not. There's a lot of hard, difficult decisions that go into that and a lot of hard activity. So she just likes to make sure that they're fully aware of what the expectation is, and she really has turned some folks away. But it's important because you certainly don't want to expend those dollars and then find out you don't like something.
Yeah, I was fortunate enough to help with the career fair a few years back. Mm-hmm. And it was great having some of those questions come from the kids because you could tell that they were actually engaging with it and they were trying to figure out what their next step was going to be. And I get where you're coming from with that. Thinking back at that time, like I wish that more people would have been transparent as I was making those decisions, you know, to become an adult. I feel like that there's more of that that's needed. So, so let's circle around. Okay. Let's talk about networking.
Ah, yes.
So networking is such a crucial part of the chamber and just, you know, overall business, just who you know and when you need something, who are you going to call, all that kind of stuff. So can you give me some examples or some different options that chamber members have for networking if they choose to go that route with their membership?
Sure. And we do try to provide a variety of networking opportunities, recognizing that everybody has a different comfort level.
Yeah.
Mentioned it earlier, if you're not type A, you don't like walking into a room full of 20 or 30 or 40 people that you've never met before. A mixer might not be your thing, but a lot of us love that, and so that's a really great way in a casual setting to connect. So we do monthly mixers. We also have county connections programs, which we mentioned before, four times a year that are a little bit more formal. But we do some other programs like an annual meeting and our awards reception. And those two in particular, I love. I really enjoy engaging with the members in a different setting, while we're recognizing some of our top outstanding business leaders and businesses in Adams County. So with those two programs specifically, we have a number of awards that we give out. So the annual meeting, we have our Outstanding Citizen and Chamber Volunteer of the Year Award. And at the awards reception, we have up to five or six awards that we can give out when we receive qualified applicants who meet the criteria. So generational business owners,
small business owners?
Oh, yes, small business owners. We're actually developing a new award that will be featured at our May awards reception. I'm really excited about this, and it's, I think, probably long overdue. Yeah. So we have a key employee award that we're starting to recognize those individuals on the front line who go above and beyond to support their business, assist customers and clients, whatever that looks like. But a lot of businesses in the community have those individuals who are just on. And it's so past time to start recognizing them. So we're really excited to have that opportunity this coming May. So in May of 2026, we'll have a new key employee award to recognize as well.
Yeah, I love those events too. Those are the ones where you get the heartwarming stories and you get to meet some different people that those I'm going to rewind that. Sorry. The annual meeting and the awards in the spring are great because I think you get a slightly different crowd of people that come out to those. And you always get to meet like extended families of some people that you know and things like that as well if they're receiving an award. So that's just a different dynamic to those events that I personally enjoy. And then the prayer breakfast is another one that I love too.
Yeah. Yes, we do the annual prayer breakfast every year, and that's, again, in partnership with another local organization, the CBMC. Mm-hmm. And they've had some really great inspirational speakers at that. It really is a nice way to start the morning.
Yeah, and it's nice to send some positive prayers out to the county, too, and just, you know, pray for a good year next year.
Absolutely.
Another thing that I like to get involved with that I'm hoping that we can talk about is the different committees that members can get involved with.
Yes.
That's a different form of networking. So not only are you aiding with the organization or any events that the organization has, the chamber, but you also get to meet new people through the committees, and you get to have those meetings. Certain committees meet more time than others, but you get to build relationships with the people on those committees too. So what are some committees that people can get involved with?
We have so many committees, it feels like, that do so many different activities for us. So one of my favorites is our ambassador committee, and I'm not saying that just because you're chair of the ambassador committee, but the ambassador committee helps us connect and engage with the businesses. With only having four staff, it's so hard to know everybody all the time and to keep up with all the changes within the membership. So the ambassadors are there to help us with that. They provide an extra opportunity to engage with the members on a different level. So that one's, and they help with programming, support us at the events and programs that we do. So that's, if you like to talk and engage with members and businesses, that's a really good committee to be involved with. And also for recruitment, they've provided us with some really great leads for new businesses as they've opened and or changed hands and just have had that connector, have been that connector for us. We already talked about governmental affairs committee. We have some event committees that we need to have that help us plan and implement chamber programs, like our golf outing, our wine and music festival.
So work is great. We all love our jobs. We all love the networking side and the work side of things. But what are some fun things that we can do with the chamber that are just good old fun, get to take a break in your day and make some friends and build those relationships? What are some fun things we can do?
So we cannot work, and with the four of us in the office, we just can't work all the time. We have to have a little bit of fun, and we bring that in, and bring our board members in on that too. We have to. I mean, if you're not having fun doing your job, then it's just not worth doing, right? So one of my favorite things that we do is our member appreciation picnic. Besides the fact that we get board members to serve and support and the membership at that event, we get to say thank you for being a member of the chamber. But we've started adding a theme to it. So we've had some fun. We've had a ton of fun theming that out and really having a good time to celebrate our members. We have some board members who just go all in, and some of the staff do too. On occasion, you don't know who you're going to see. If you might see a pirate, if you might see a ringleader.
There's definitely been some interesting costumes. Interesting is a good word for it.
Yes, definitely interesting.
Yes.
We went through the decades this past May, and we had some 90s rad folks that came. We had some groovy 70s getting down. So, you know, they just really, our volunteers just really take it to the next level. So as far as fun goes, to me, that is a ton of fun. And we get to plan that. We get to theme it out and do as much as we can and really make it special for members.
Yeah, it's definitely fun because I think not only did the board and the staff, like, we get to have fun with that, but the membership gets to have fun too, because they'll come dressed up and you really get to see different personalities.
Yes.
Like, there are a lot of members that get excited for that event, and we just can't wait to see their costumes because they're consistent every event. They're like, they're showing up and they're looking good. Yeah.
Yeah, I can't wait for this year's. So I'm excited, but I'm not going to drop the bomb on that one yet.
I don't even know if I know what the theme is. I feel left out.
Oh, maybe you don't yet. It's early.
I'm going to bring that up at the next board meeting so we can find out what it is.
Fair enough.
Okay. What other than the membership?
Yeah. Picnic? So we do the picnic. And, you know, as far as the chamber goes, we only do two fundraisers a year. And there is fun in fundraiser. Thank you.
See what you did there.
So we do a golf outing every year. We rotate through our member businesses, our member golf courses. And that's really, for me, it's a great way to connect with different members. Again, having the different program opportunities give different businesses and organizations the opportunity to connect in different ways. I am not a golfer. I really know nothing about golf, but I see members on the course that I only get to see once a year, and it's great to reconnect with them, see what they're up to. They bring their customers and clients, and it's usually just a really great day on the course. I know there's some swearing, and you know, the balls are getting shanked left and right, and I don't know what clubs go flying flying sometimes.
My club would probably go flying, and I don't know that I could hit a ball. So my club would be, it'd be gone. It wouldn't be a good thing.
Yes.
But so I'm happy to volunteer at it, but I just won't golf in it.
That's, to your point, we have we need volunteers for all of our programs, and I'll put a plug in again. If you're a member, we love volunteers to support those programs. We also have an opportunity for our nonprofits and other businesses to set up at the event and do an in-hole sponsorship, and that gives them the opportunity to connect directly with folks on the course too. Different place of doing business. It's really, sometimes it's just nice to get out of the office, and that to me is a lot of fun, to drive around the car. And the snack cart.
Yeah.
So, oops.
There's one big event that we haven't talked about yet.
There is.
Actually, there's more than one. I fibbed.
We have a couple big ones. I'll end with the big one. One we have coming up in the next 2 months is the Christmas Cookie Cash Bash. Mm-hmm. And that's, again, we need to do something to kick off the holiday season. Everybody needs to get into the spirit of whatever season you have. So we have started to do the Christmas Cookie Cash Bash. And again, with the themes, it helps us keep things exciting and really, you know, wanting to see members come out and engage when we do the theme. So it really is probably as much for the committee's benefit and the staff as it is for the people that attend.
I actually am dressing up for this one this year.
So
I think there's going to be 5 of us in costume.
At least.
So everybody will have to come check it out. It's a ton of effort is being put in.
Yes.
So,
yeah. It will be a lot of fun.
Not embarrassing at all.
No. So we've decided to do, just in general, movie themes. So you'll have to watch for promotions and see what the movie theme is for this year. It is a really good one. Mm-hmm. And we do have some very special guests coming to join us in costume for that. And that's associated with our Chamber Chance Raffle. So the Chamber Chance Raffle is the other fundraiser that we do for the Chamber. And that's a great way for businesses to showcase their support of the community. And we sell it in the raffle tickets in the month of December.
They make great stocking stuffers.
Fabulous. Employee gifts, whatever that looks like, but you buy a raffle ticket and we follow the
lottery
4-digit drawing at 7 p.m. and give away a prize every day during the month of January. So it's either going to be a cash prize, and it's anywhere from as low as $50 to $75, but up to $500. Our top sponsor supports that so generously, and we're able to give away 3 $500 prizes. We have a really cool feature this year. We're doing a restaurant week, and we're taking a week of January to showcase 7 different restaurants in Adams County that are giving away $50 gift cards. So there's something that you can use. Everybody needs cash, especially maybe after the holidays, to pay the bills, and everybody needs to eat because you're tired of all of the leftovers. So we've got some gift cards.
For sure. Yeah, it's definitely a fun one, and it's a great way to engage with people in the community, and it's who doesn't love getting a ticket like that as a gift? Like, you, it's not just one present. You have multiple chances to win.
Absolutely.
So it's cool.
You have 31 chances.
There we go.
And we
Touché.
Only sell 500 tickets, so, and you get
pretty
two
good
numbers.
Odds.
They are very good
pretty
odds.
Pretty good odds, yeah. Yeah. All right, and now, last but not least.
Yes, the biggest event that we do is the Gettysburg Wine and Music Festival. And we just wrapped up this past September our 21st annual festival. I can hardly believe that we've been doing them that long and that I've been around for all of them and all of the changes. So last year we relocated the festival to a new site, and it's just been tremendous. The partnership that we have with the site location, and then all of our sponsors who provide so much support for that, from the electric to the stage to the Wi-Fi to entertainment, DJ. I know I'm missing somebody, but there's so many hands that go into supporting this event.
I have a rough idea on the number of volunteers, give or take, that it takes.
I mean, easily we're looking at 175 plus volunteers over the course of the 2-day festival. So It's really volunteer driven, 99.9%. There's literally only four staff people on site all weekend. And it is so much fun, so much work, but so much fun to do and put on. And, you know, we've been so fortunate with that event over the years that, I mean, obviously we have our ebbs and flows with weather. You can't predict the weather. But it gave us the opportunity when we first started. Now, remember, this was over 20 years ago when we started this. So even, you know, we just had our 21st. We probably talked about it for 2 years before that. So at the time, tourism was not what it is today after Labor Day. If you remember, when Labor Day hit and the last rush came in, then it was crickets through town.
Light switch, yeah.
Yeah, it was totally different than what it is today. So part of our focus was to help extend, to do our part to extend the shoulder season in Gettysburg and Adams County. So we have that event the weekend after Labor Day. So we, you know, we were working on it, little baby steps. You have to make the little steps of progress. So that was one of our areas of focus, was to support tourism, which is obviously one of Adams County's major industries. And then the agriculture industry. Grape growing was not what it is today. And again, this was 25 years ago. We didn't have as many wineries, wine tasting rooms. So we were trying to shed some light on that industry and support agriculture. Again, another major industry in Adams County. And then obviously just trying to give some good economic value to the community. Restaurants benefit, the hotels, I mean, the partnerships that we have with our accommodation members is phenomenal. So they get the overnight stays, our retail establishments get visited while folks are here. So it really has a multi-layer effect on the community. Not to mention the over 80 small businesses that set up at the festival itself.
That's what I was going to say. I think that event is fun for everybody, because if you're not a wine person, that's okay. There are some distilleries there as well. And then there's the food trucks and the live entertainment. And if you're not into the live entertainment, there's DJing for a while. So you get some, you know, more modern and recorded things. And then there's the craft vendor side of things too. So, you know, there's something for everybody there.
Absolutely.
And I think that's really fun. Mm-hmm. And I love every year when I'm at the ticket tent and the people just start lining up and they're so excited. And they come back every year and they come with their little pretzel necklaces with their snacks. And but it really does take a village, and it's a fun event. And I wish that everybody knew that the chamber was behind that, because I think sometimes people don't realize that mm-hmm. you know, that it's such a huge piece of the community. I mean, over 20 years is huge. So we're doing something right.
Yes,
so,
and we've grown significantly over that time. When we started the festival, there were 8 to 10 wineries that participated. Some of them are still with us, which is really kind
of cool.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. So we've talked about all the different events. We've talked about different elements to the membership if people choose to. And obviously, chamber membership is what you make of it. Some, you know, mm-hmm. you don't have to necessarily take advantage of all of those different elements, but they're there for the membership if they choose to. Do you have a piece of advice that you could give to someone that if they're looking to join the chamber or just to help their business grow through those partnerships?
Sure. The biggest thing I could say is use us. Use us as a tool. Use us as a resource. Whether it's to make those connections and come to programs, if that's your thing. If you need added exposure, we have marketing opportunities and sponsorships that really help get your brand and image out into the community. It isn't just to the other members. Our reach extends beyond that. We do publications to support and promote Adams County to the residents. So there are tons of opportunities that you can utilize with the chamber, whether you can be there in person or use us as a marketing arm. We have a great presence online. So there's great ways that people can take advantage of this, but ask. And honestly, we may tell you that we're not the ones that can help or that could, you know, drive that need that you have, but we can connect you with those that do in the community.
That's great.
Because of our partnerships and our relationships with other organizations, we want to get you to the right people. We can't do everything. I think I've said it probably 4 times. There's only 4 staff members. So it's important that we can know what the chamber itself can do to support you, but we also know what other organizations mm-hmm. in the community can do to support you, so that we'll help direct you. So if you have that weird question that you don't know where to go to, or you think nobody's going to know the answer to, call us. I mean, you never know. I've born and raised in Adams County, so I know a fair amount about it. I don't know everything, certainly couldn't. Believe me, we've had some off-the-wall questions over the years. Generally, we can answer them, or we can direct you to the right organization that does.
I've definitely phoned a friend and asked some questions before, for sure.
Love that. It's fun. It keeps us on our toes.
Yeah, that's some great advice. And one element you had mentioned about helping with marketing and things of that nature. So there's something that's going to be coming out soon that's a huge element to chamber membership that mm-hmm. comes with the membership, just to get your business or organization out there that goes out. So can you tell us a little bit about the annual director?
Yes, really excited about that. So we are distributing that through a partnership with the Gettysburg Times to all of the home subscribers to the Gettysburg Times within the Adams County region, and that'll be distributed on Small Business Saturday in support of our small business mm-hmm. members. So that's a publication that we do every year, and it features all of the great things that there are to do in Adams County. It has some statistics in, it has some general information, and it's got a listing of all of our business members broken down in categories to help you find the products and services that you need. We really encourage folks to use that as a tool. These are businesses and organizations that have made a financial commitment to better Adams County. So who better to support than those businesses who want to be connected and engaged in the economic vitality of our community?
That's awesome.
So it's a really great tool and a good resource. We're proud to put it out. We have done that. My gosh, I can't remember when we brought that publication all in-house. We work with a local printer. The ad sales are all done in-house. Photos are submitted by local residents and businesses. So the piece for us is a really piece of pride for what we have to offer in Adams County. And the fact that we can put out that kind of a publication, top quality, showcasing Adams County, utilizing all local support is phenomenal. We're excited about it.
That's great. So what if we're not a subscriber to the Gettysburg Times? What options do we have online to get some chamber information?
So you actually can, the thumbnail of the directory is on our homepage, so you can actually find that printed directory in PDF form on our website. Okay. We have an online business directory that has a searchable feature to it. Okay. And then just our website is a wealth of knowledge. You can find any kind of information you need on our website, gettysburg-chamber.org.
That's awesome.
So.
And we have a new website coming too, correct?
Oh, we do.
Yes.
So we have this on again, off again relationship with building our new website, and it is on again. And
yay,
we will be launching that before the end of the year, so
that's
we're really
awesome.
Excited about that. So maybe wait
I've
a little
seen
bit
it. It's lovely. I've gotten a sneak preview.
I
it's
really
wonderful.
Like the new
it
one.
Looks so good.
Yeah,
it's gonna be great.
Yes.
And then we have Facebook too, so we've been doing more on Facebook mm-hmm. with Reels and just updating after programs and things. So if you're curious about after an event or things like that, you can always go on and check. And I follow it on Facebook, so I always like seeing everything pop up in my feed after we've been to events. And yeah, so that's always cool too. But I really appreciate you coming to chat with me, and a huge thank you to Community Media for letting me be a guest host. This was a lot of fun, and it was wonderful to talk about an organization that I've been involved with for about 10 years and that I love, and I believe in the mission, and I will do anything to support. But thank you again so much for having us, and feel free to reach out to Carrie or any of the staff or any of the board members with questions. We're happy to help you and help your business, and we're here if you need us. Thank you.
So, I forgot where I was going. We can
That's
cut
okay.
that.
We're
going
to cut that out. Blooper reel. Blooper reel.
So, there. I forgot what I was going
You're
for.
Good.
So, tell me what your question was again. The,
that can go in the blooper reel.
Deflate. Gettysburg-chamber-. Let me start over on that. I should probably
rewind
know
again.
Our website. Maybe.
It's going to be a fantastic blooper reel.
Yeah, I guess.
I heard him giggle. Okay.
All right.
Okay, let me see. Do. Sorry, we can cut that part out too.
Thanks.
Welcome.
Fun.
It wasn't so bad.
I wasn't so bad.
It wasn't so bad at all. How was that?
Did we give you enough?
Yeah.
Yeah. Look at us go.